Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea.
Live from 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. The first thing you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. What is this, Green Acres?
No, it's Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, that's the Beverly Hillbillies?
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Oh, yeah, I could tell. You were a hillbilly at one time, and you now advance to...
He lives in New River. He's a hillbilly.
You still are.
Yeah, I'm here from New River. Nice looking Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, this is great. Okay, our ratings just went down. So, anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment, and I am Dave. I still haven't got a nickname. I wanted a nickname. You refused to give me a nickname.
You didn't want Dave Licious.
Nah.
No?
Sounds like an ice cream cone.
Okay.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that would be a Dave-sicle.
Yeah. That's right. You're right. Dave. And then we got Joseph J.
No!
Alongside Eric and the lovely Kathleen is in studio. I like your, it says lifeguard, right? On your, it looks very nice. I like it. And Eric's son, who's about 6 feet tall.
Jake.
No,
Erickson.
6 feet tall. Eric, what did you do?
I think he's taller than me.
Yeah, he's a tall guy.
I'm 6'1". I think he's a little taller than me.
How old is Jake?
Jake, you're what, 16?
So you have room 17. To grow. You're going to grow.
You're going to be 17 next month. This next month, right? November.
Yeah. November. 16th. Ooh, nice.
November 16th, he'll be 17.
Oh, excellent. That's a good time.
Yeah. Dave, you stopped growing, right? Or
no, I've continued to grow. Okay.
Well, that's good. That's
I won't
good.
Say
I'm
which
glad.
Way. But if
right
Greg
now?
Was here. What? No, I'm not. No. Okay.
But if Greg were here, what?
He would. You know what he would say. So anyway... it's either age or that, but
Greg's got some power there, doesn't he?
Yes. So where was I? You're on Periscope.
Yeah, we're on Periscope.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
And starting from the second he drives into the parking lot.
Right, right. Well,
you do?
He hangs out for a half an hour afterwards on Periscope.
Yes.
Well, wow, you do?
That's on a different account, though.
Not a different account?
Yeah.
It's more exclusive.
That's more exclusive.
It's a little bit private.
It's after dark.
Really?
That's after dark, because the regular one, the Breakthrough Entertainment Periscope, if you do a search on Periscope for Breakthrough Entertainment, that's the after dark where you can hear Eric in our ears, what he's telling us during the breaks and stuff like that.
Really?
The arguments behind the scenes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's no arguments behind the scenes.
Yeah,
no, during the breaks,
that.
when we're all like fighting and, you know, fist fights and stuff.
I'm not a part of that. I'm in a different room.
Oh, okay. Well, that's.
So in other words,
and then there's the exclusive Breakthrough Entertainment,
and that's like the 900 numbers,
yes.
But you do it on Periscope.
Yes, shirtless.
It's more
shirtless.
Visual. Yeah. With the auditory.
Did you see that I didn't have a shirt on in my car there? Did you see that?
Do I ever watch your feed, your Periscope feed? No.
When you were pulling in the car.
When he pulled in or when he pulled out?
In the car.
Oh. Hey, listen, I don't look into your car, Joseph.
You don't look
into my car.
That's the only way the Catholics like it.
Because you're a musician, right? That's what I mean, rhythm method.
Right, I play the drums.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. There's so much material.
I'm sorry, Kathleen.
I play to the beat of a different drummer.
Oh, I like that.
Kathleen is
what?
Kathleen's
what?
Still got her figure.
She ran away.
Yeah.
She'll still have her figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Well, you'd think that if he...
Why?
Because you'd think that he... What? I don't know. I don't want to say
I don't know
much.
What he's saying.
I don't
do you?
Say too much.
I don't know.
I don't know. Right. I have no clue.
That's all right. I've got ducks on my hat.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
and
look at that. Huh?
Yeah.
It's a new hat.
It's rather
this
impressive.
This is my cat.
That's your cat?
No, my cat. My, huh?
Oh,
my,
hat?
My cat. I'm my cat right now. My cat.
He's right? It's
a joke from the Ghostbusters.
Oh, I saw it, but
you fell asleep in that part.
Like something Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, that's right. Wow, he's a little more behind now. He was in a surge, and then after the debate, it didn't work out.
Maybe
as
it had something to do with the 3 o'clock in the morning tweets.
That's so weird talking about, you know, Miss Universe, and now she's, you know, allegedly drove the getaway car on a murder.
But there were no charges brought against her.
Yeah, it's so weird, the whole thing, right?
And there was no sex tape.
No, it was really quite pleasant.
What? No, no, not yours. Not yours.
I was the person. No, I'm kidding.
You were the antagonist.
You were in the tape with Donald.
No, what? No.
Oh, okay.
What?
Dave was the antagonist.
You were with Hillary. Good luck on that.
No, that's all right. It was.
That's all right.
It was about. It was about. It was about 50 years ago.
50. Oh, you're the son.
What?
You're her son.
He's the son.
Oh, that's
they
true.
Never
I wasn't
had.
Born.
You're the
I
son.
I wasn't
they
thinking
never...
that. Yeah, that's true.
Oh my.
I was confused.
Yes, you were. And no, days.
Whoa. What was that?
It was a sound check.
Oh, sound check. Check.
It was a sound cue.
Check.
Can you hear
us?
Can you? Is anyone out there? 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, of course we are. Well,
I'm kidding.
Oh, you're
it's
not
a joke.
Kidding. No, you were going to say something
trying to get
vulgar
Bobby to
and
call
rude
us.
And obscene.
I'm trying to get Bobby to call us.
All
Bobby.
You have to do is say just, Bobby, yeah. Bobby, Bobby,
Bobby,
like Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. Bobby, Bobby, Bobby.
And she will appear.
Yeah.
Oh, now there's Bloody Mary here. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Donald Trump.
Well, it is October 1st, so it is the beginning of our...
What does that mean?
October well, this is my 1st. Favorite day of the entire year.
Why is that? Let me know.
Because today is the day that we have 3 months of the year left. The holidays have begun. We can officially begin celebrating Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a little over a month before we have a new president-elect.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Any predictions at this point?
Hillary.
And that's your final offer?
That's my final word on that.
Okay,
And a little less than 2 months before I eat turkey.
You can eat turkey.
And duck?
No duck. No
yeah.
Duck.
What if they accidentally put the duck in the oven, not the turkey?
Then I wouldn't eat it.
But what if you didn't know?
Would you be sad?
I like to make my big turkeys. I like the big turkeys.
Let's say you got married.
I don't like little turkeys.
Let's say you got married.
Well, I tell you.
I guess Bobby.
I don't think that's Bobby. But what if you got, let's say you got married and the girl didn't like the duck as a pet?
No, the girl likes the duck.
I said, what
if?
Jumped to the conclusion here. That the girl likes the duck. I was talking theoretically, and you're now specific.
Yeah, the girl likes the duck. She's
what
saying
girl?
On Periscope right now. She says she likes
the duck.
Oh,
so you know this girl.
Yeah, of course. And we know this girl that's on the phone, too, by the way.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. So, this is the first I heard Eric say Dave was right.
He did?
Why wouldn't I say that?
No, he says that before. He usually says Joseph's not right.
Yeah, he usually.
See,
usually
when I said it was Bobby on the phone, you said it's not Bobby, it's someone else.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I said Dave was right.
Oh, you just said this right now.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah. It's one that thing.
Root beer barrels.
I was just trying to start a little controversy. That's all.
Trisha, root beer barrels.
Yay!
Oh, not that again. Okay.
That's what I was supposed to do.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we is this when we review that movie?
Did Trisha see that movie?
Yeah.
Well, let's introduce the fact that today is Breakthrough Entertainment's oil show.
Who?
Oil.
Oh, oil.
Not olive oil and not coconut
have
oil.
Have you tried olive oil?
I haven't met her.
Ask the girl.
At the candy.
Ask the girl.
What, is this a,
no, let's see what the girl says.
Is this instead of like some other...
What?
I don't want to say it.
What's going on here?
I don't know. Is this like the chapstick, Vaseline, and stuff like that?
And you point to your mouth when you...
But chapstick!
Oh
didn't I just put a point to my
Get
mouth?
Get me
chapstick?
Out of here. I hope that door's
Where do you put chapstick?
Really? You don't know?
All right.
He's smacking
you put
the table.
You on your lips?
Yes, sometimes people do.
I don't even
I know
wanna...
someone who does.
Wow, that really conjures up...
They don't use olive oil. No.
Okay.
But we are talking about Texas tea.
Tea.
Right.
Black gold.
Black gold,
well,
yes.
The black gold. He's talking about that kind of oil.
Yes, the kind that keeps our motors running.
That's a song.
Yeah, that is as well. But,
well, what,
but
song, the, what the song was that? Keep motors running. And...
that's
on the highway.
Yeah, highway.
Oh, Kathleen's singing.
Oh,
heard you.
Come
heard
you. Da-da-da-da. Buffalo Springs. No.
No, it's John Kay and Steppenwolf.
Yeah, Steppenwolf. Yes, you're good. That's it.
Dave, see, you're singing. Even Bobby doesn't want to listen.
Yeah,
she
won't call.
She didn't even call in.
No.
Yeah, no, but
is
yes.
Is the girl still there?
Yeah, she's still there.
All right,
she's
got a chance then.
Especially since you're married to her.
Well, that girl too.
No, both of our girls
are still there. That's,
you gotta get your girls straight there, Eric.
Yeah. Well, Eric's got his girl. You've got yours on the phone. So you know.
Okay, he admitted it. He's admitting.
Joseph's the only one without a girl.
No, he has the girl there.
Yeah, but she's in Sweden.
That's okay. Is it?
Yeah, that's okay.
Ask her if she likes you.
We can talk about the movie and find out if we like the movie.
Okay, that's how it works. Yes. I forgot it.
I'm watching the text.
I thought this was the Periscope game from World.
Yeah, he's watching the text.
You are? You can see it?
He can see it.
Yeah, he can see it. She hasn't said anything. So
how do I get to see it?
Somebody did.
Yeah, well, she said, I love you with a heart. Yeah, see?
Wow.
Proof. Okay. Well, anyway, the movie that we were talking about is Deepwater Horizon.
Forget the eHarmony. Go to Periscope Harmony.
Deepwater Horizon. We checked out this movie this week. It opened up yesterday, and it is all about that oil spill.
Oil.
Of course. BP. Disaster. Yeah.
Big disaster.
Uh-huh.
Huge.
Yes.
Huge.
And just to preview today's show, it's all about oil. We got on in our second segment, in just a moment, we're going to review Deepwater Horizon, the movie. And in our second segment, we have on Visa Ramahan, the founder and president of Shilpa Offshore. He's going to tell us a little bit.
Shilpa. S-H-I-L-P-A.
Yes. Shilpa.
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 Offshore.
All right, you got offshore.
Yes, yeah. He's going to be joining us in our second segment to tell us about the structure.
Shilpa. We can make up words.
To talk about... And apparently in Swedish, it's shopping, by the way. Just homeschoolers.
That's a Swedish term?
Shilpa, apparently, yeah. So shopping offshore. Yeah.
What about Shilpa? What's that in
That's
Swedish?
That's shopping.
You know, you said Shilpa, like Chopin. I said Shilpa.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But Drescher's just like, well, I think we know we're reviewing the movie. But yeah, he's going to tell us a little bit about the structures of offshore oil rigs.
Mm.
Yes. And then Lisa DePinto will be joining us in our third segment.
Where do you get these names? DePinto.
I sent
Shilpa.
These to you.
I know, I got them.
Their parents probably named
National
them.
Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
Yes.
That's also known as NOAA. Just so you know.
Yes.
Hmm. Just so you know.
We just call it NOAA.
Yes, NOAA. She's a senior scientist with the Natural Resource Damage Assessment Program.
Excellent.
Yes.
So she's going to
talk about all the... Well, here's the thing. We can't talk too much about specifics, especially because there are certain litigations still going on. So, but she can give us some information in general terms about oil spills and protecting the environment and, you know, all that hazardous stuff. Because that's a big thing, too. Because we see in the movie the damage that it causes to the families and to this structure. But we, of course, are more familiar with everything that has happened after the fact.
Yeah, the movie really, is that a spoiler if we say it?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it didn't really cover the after effect.
Right.
It did focus and honor the 11 people who sadly died.
Yes.
During that horrible ordeal.
Yes. So let's talk about that then.
Yeah.
So the movie basically takes place on that day of this disaster, Deepwater Horizon.
The board's lighting up.
Yeah, we've got a lot of calls.
And I didn't even say call.
No.
1, 2, 3, call.
I know.
Okay, board's lighting
up. But this disaster happened in the middle of the ocean on this offshore oil rig. They didn't do their checks, right? They didn't check something properly. What do you say about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they seem real flippant about the whole thing. Pretty much, you know, sadly, you know, the cost overruns, money had a big part of making decisions.
Yeah.
And that's probably never a good thing when you let money override human life.
Exactly, exactly.
I think that's a problem.
Yeah. And so they, like you said, it becomes a problem and... The thing basically explodes, right?
Yeah. Well, the pressure, pressure just, you know...
Right, mud. Mud pops up.
Okay,
and...
Okay, you guys, they already know a little bit about... I mean, everybody who lives here and has watched the news knows a little bit. Just don't spoil some of it, because a lot of people didn't know specifics. But I think what's really cool about this movie is it goes into some specifics of what was happening.
So how do we talk about the specifics?
No, well...
Okay,
now we're going to take a pause from the movie for 1 second because we got on a special guest a little bit late. I think that when we say the name three times, that means to call 3 minutes late. Bobby? Someone's trying to start their car right now. Is this Bobby?
I think she's barking.
Oh, that's a bark.
Oh, it is? Hello? Bobby.
Bobby,
are you there? Okay. All right.
We're gonna
get back to the movie now, I guess. But Deepwater Horizon stars Mark Wahlberg, of course. Mark Wahlberg, Mr. Boston, right? Huh? How you doing? Huh? How's your mother
very
doing?
Very good.
Huh?
Yeah? Hello, donkey.
Yeah. How you say hi to your mother for me? All right? Huh? Who, what? Where?
Okay.
How?
Enough of your entertainment.
When? How?
Yeah.
He did really good in the movie. I like him.
I like Kurt Russell better. I think he could be up for Best Supporting Actor. What say you?
I think that he did really well. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but
no?
I think he did really well in the movie. My favorite in the movie has to be I can't remember her first name, but her last name is Rodriguez. Of course,
she was very good.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Liked her.
Of course, from Jane the Virgin. Great show on the CW.
Don't ever see it.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the review.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna give it 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
It is close to being a 2. I feel that the movie was very chaotic, and yes, that situation was chaotic, but I didn't know who was who. Everyone was just covered in black. It was just darkness and fire and raining down on everything, and it was just it suffered from what I like to call the Michael Bay Transformers effect. And
well, yeah. And then Trisha will get you in right away. I give it at least a 4.
Okay.
I was teetering on a breakthrough. I thought it was so well done. The action, almost from the beginning, the interaction with the BP executives.
Yeah.
And just the acting was fantastic, I thought. Everyone did such a great job. And the special effects were just amazing. It was a tight, what I call a real tight film.
The special effects were amazing.
Yeah. But it's a tight film. It didn't have any boring parts. It didn't go over, under, and I thought they accomplished what they wanted to do, which is honor the 11 people who passed away.
You were not bored in the beginning with all the technical stuff about the, I don't remember what, because I saw it like almost a month ago now. The line that they had to test. They tested like 2 different lines.
No.
And you weren't bored with all that talk.
I was not bored. Okay. I didn't even fall asleep.
Wow. That's saying a lot.
That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I didn't fall asleep, but I was just, I felt like I was a little bit too much inside baseball for me.
Okay.
For inside the oil industry talk.
And Trisha, what say you?
Trisha.
Okay.
Hi.
I actually really like this movie. I gave it a 3.5 to 4 stars.
Okay.
And I understand where you're coming from, but I think it was really important because the whole idea behind this movie was to give us an idea of what it was like to be out there and a little bit touch upon the humanity and the people that were involved in it.
Okay.
Because sometimes when we have something of this much notoriety and everything, we forget about that human element. I thought they did a fantastic job of that. I thought it was really had that humanistic aspect with Mark Wahlberg's character, Kurt Russell's character, the interaction between everybody on the crew, the way that Mark Wahlberg was able to remind people that you need to try to stay level-headed as much as you possibly can if you're going to survive something like this. I thought it was an excellent, excellent, excellent movie. Kurt Russell did a phenomenal job. And I think it was an eye-opener to how I thought it was so ironic, the presentation that was made by the BP people right before this happened. And the fact that Kurt Russell's character is like, hey, I need to get back to running this place. And the fact that he was being shut down because of the almighty dollar at so many points. I think something that was very impressive that I hope you'll ask one of the guests because I'm going to have to be taken off here shortly.
But I thought it was really interesting. I was not aware that the Deepwater Horizon was actually a ship itself. And that designed
by Well, that was interesting.
That is actually
Rodriguez's character.
Right. That is actually our first guest, Visa Ramahan, who will be joining us in just a few moments from Sherpa Offshore. We'll learn a little bit about that because that structure, because that's really interesting. You're right.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And it was designed by a woman. Hello, people. I think that's pretty darn awesome, and I think it should be celebrated. I love the movie. I wish that you and other critics would have been able to really see how it can touch so many people and how important of a film it is, my opinion.
Well, thank you very much, Tricia. And
you guys have a wonderful rest of the show. I'll be listening, but I won't be able to stay on. Sorry.
Of course. Thank you. We've got to get to our guest in a break and then our guest in just a minute. But Bobby, what kind of oil do you use? Olive oil or vegetable oil?
Wesson oil.
Wesson?
Yeah.
Smith and Wesson?
Yeah, only not Smith.
Bobby. Bobby, no. Bobby.
She's doing it again.
Robert. No, Roberta.
Bobby.
Bobby. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead.
I'm getting rid of
Thank
Bobby.
You very much, Bobby. And we've got try again next week when I'm not here. I'm not.
She's busy working at the same time.
Try again in 2 weeks.
That's right. Try again in 2 weeks or join us on Periscope at Breakthrough Entertainment. Let's take a quick break and let's listen to the song that ends the movie Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah, it ends.
Of course. It plays during the trailer.
That's a good song, by the way.
During the end credits, yeah.
What song is that? I'm not coming. I don't even know.
I'm not coming back. Jr.
Which one?
Isn't that what it's called?
What?
Wait, can you not hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Sorry.
He asked what song it was. I said, it's Take Me Down by Gary Clark Jr.
That's
Take
a good one.
Yes.
I've never heard of it, but I liked it.
It might have been for the movie specifically.
Yeah,
take me down.
Very,
come on,
very
Dave,
good.
Take me down.
And guess what?
Ooh, we're going to take a break.
He's not listening. Guess what?
Let me guess.
Okay.
Chicken butt.
It's Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. We're in Phoenix. In Phoenix, Arizona. Everyone join Joseph on Periscope.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
See how many women he can attract.
I bet there's at least two.
Yeah, two?
Those are the only viewers.
Oh.
No, actually, there's a lot more. I've had to block a few of them.
Oh, really?
They're being mean?
Yeah, they're being meanies.
Oh, they saying mean things about me?
Yeah. Yeah.
About me?
No, not from both of us. Both of us.
Both of us?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we'll be right back after this break.